In the wake of last week's shooting at a congressional baseball practice, some Democrats are renewing calls for stricter gun control measures, while some Republicans are calling for looser gun laws. WHYY's congressional correspondent Matt Laszlo looks at the renewed debate on Capitol Hill and whether one Republican senator who drew attention for demanding more background checks for gun buyers will be renewing his efforts.
Lawmakers from the region were shaken by the shooting. Republican Pat Meehan from Philadelphia's western suburbs wasn't at the practice because he's a pitcher and they worked his arm the day before. He would have been right in front of the shooter had he been there that day. Meehan broke down when explaining to reporters what congressional baseball means to him and others.
The camaraderie that we have in the mornings, The camaraderie we have in the mornings when we are there is such a change from the pressures that we all feel on a regular basis, and it's sort of a return to the fun things. You know, Scalise is the whip, but out there on the field, we treat each other like we're back in high school again.
After the shooting, a Kentucky Republican introduced a bill to allow people with concealed carry permits in their home states to bring weapons with them into Washington. Some Democrats have used the shooting to call for stricter gun laws. The main gun control bill in the Capitol is still the one sponsored by Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey. It's called the Toomey Manchin Bill and would require background checks for more types of gun sales. While briskly walking through the Capitol, Senator Toomey says he doesn't have a plan to introduce the bill in this Congress.
I don't have a date in mind, but I'd be open to that. You know, I still support the policy. I know Senator Manchin does as well. So we'll see.
The bill was voted on twice, and while it got more than 50 votes each time, Republicans successfully filibustered it. Toomey says the math just doesn't seem to add up for it.
Look, it doesn't appear that we have the votes, right? I mean, we tried this twice. We went backwards on the second one, and I'm not aware of anybody that, you know, would change their vote. So I want to make progress.
In his reelection campaign last year, Toomey won the endorsement from Americans for Responsible Solutions, the gun violence prevention organization started by former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. The group's executive director, Peter Ambler, says they don't regret endorsing Toomey, even though he isn't pushing his gun control bill this session. Ambler says they want more Toomeys in Congress.
Ran on a platform that emphasized gun violence prevention. It was something that you could have never imagined a Republican doing 5 years before he did it. And that's why we endorsed him, and that's why we stand by our endorsement of him today.
Ambler says Toomey was a part of a broader nationwide movement that made a difference in their state-level campaigns to change the nation's gun laws.
We indisputably moved the debate forward. His example helped us get universal background checks laws passed in 9 states across the country. He and other leaders on both sides of the aisle helped us pass over 150 other pieces of legislation in 40 states over the last four years and change.
But the bill's other main sponsor, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, says he thinks the bill could pass in this Congress if President Trump was brought on board. He says he would give cover to more moderate senators.
Because they were scared, everybody that was fighting and opposing and pushing back on all their members, said, yeah, but Barack Obama wants to take all of our guns. So if you give him this a little bit, he'll take more.
Yeah.
They don't believe that Donald Trump will do that. So I don't either. And I'm sure not going to do it, okay? But you need someone of that high level to be able to know they're going to protect their rights.
As for the mood around gun control in general in this Congress, it seems to be more of a gun rights than a gun control Congress. Pennsylvania Republican Ryan Costello says he doesn't hear anything about stricter gun laws.
I have not. Because if anything, I've heard more sort of headed in the other direction from some.
The NRA is pushing an effort to get a national concealed carry bill passed, while also trying to make it easier for people to get silencers for their weapons, leaving proponents of stricter gun laws focusing more on state capitals. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo, Washington.
This story is part of our project answering your questions about the Philadelphia region. What are you curious about? Learn more and ask your questions for WHYY at newsworks.org.